This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at Iris.xyz.
Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing podcast. You know, I feel incredibly lucky when I have the opportunity to work with somebody, guest like we have today. One, because Debbie, who is our guest, has a couple of advanced education things that I happen to be striving towards myself. She's a professional speaker. She's a business keynote speaker. She specializes in financial services. She's a mindset strategist, and she's also a coach. Her name is Debbie Peterson, and she helps people get out of their own way to accelerate their results. And when she told me that, I just had this huge smile on my face, because we all need to get out of our own way, because most of the time we're the one who are inhibiting and prohibiting our levels of success. And when you work with somebody like Debbie, and when you have a chance to meet her, hear her speak, she is going to talk about different ways for you to get out of your own way. So Debbie, welcome to the show.
Oh, Matt, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here.
All right. You have a couple of programs, and I'm going to focus on one of them specifically, which is From Frustrated to Focused: Mindset Strategies for Business Growth. Tell me a little bit about what that is.
You know, it's kind of an encapsulation of my journey of getting to clarity. And getting to clarity just happens to be the company, because that's what I woke up thinking about the one night in the middle of the night. But, you know, it was a period in my life where I was exceedingly frustrated with my career, and have been in that position even with my business. And so when I got to the other side of it, I kind of looked back and I thought, well, okay, what is it that I did to get to where I'm at? How can I replicate this? Because believe me, if I can do this, then other people can do it too. How do I put it in a form that is consumable? And so that's when I came up with From Frustrated to Focused, because, you know, that's the goal. People get stuck in their businesses, and they end up getting in their own way when they are stuck and frustrated, when they're not fulfilled, when they're not focusing on the right things, when they're focusing on everything.
Oh, and you just really led me right into the next question. What is that number one reason? Is it just that multi-optic focus where you're just so distracted? What is the number one reason why people are so frustrated?
Well, I would say the number one reason that they're so frustrated is they're not really connected to what it is that's going to make them happy or make them fulfilled. So, for instance, if you had two positions, maybe two advisor positions at two separate companies, and essentially the positions are the same. When you look at them on paper or digitally, that they appear to be the same, but your experience at those two different companies is going to be different. And it's going to be different according to how you personally experience it. And that is tied to what brings you satisfaction or fulfillment. It ties to your values. And people really don't consider that when they are looking to make a move, when they're looking to go to the next level in their job. They just know that they can't get there. And that can be a big thing that can keep you from getting to the next level. Is it doesn't motivate you. It doesn't, you know, it's not juicy. It doesn't give you any satisfaction or fulfillment. So being able to find out what that is for yourself.
How do you find that? That's the million-dollar question, Debbie. What fulfills you? What sort of process do you take people through? How did you figure that out for yourself? Let's start there, and then we'll figure out how you generalize this to other people.
Okay. Well, you know, for me, I was in corporate, and I was a very unhappy girl. I was in that stuck and frustrated place, and no matter what I did, it didn't make it any better. As a matter of fact, it made it worse. And it got to the point really where it impacted me physically, that I was so stressed out about it that I was having heart palpitations and you know, numbness in my left hand, and I couldn't sleep at night. I was just a train wreck. And that was kind of a wake-up call for me. And it was at that point where I got reassurance from my doctor that, okay, it's not your heart, but your stress is impacting your body physically. It is showing up in your body physically. And that's when I discovered that, wow, it's not me physically that's doing this, but it's me mentally that's doing this. And so how are my thoughts holding me back? And that's when I took a course and I started to discover the patterns that I was running with the way that I thought and how they were holding me back, how they were limiting me, and the result that it was producing in my life. And so then when I knew what I was doing and I was able to do something about it in order to harness the power of my thinking, my life changed in a big way. And, you know, that's when I described, I kind of got to the other side of it. And I thought, wow, all right, if I can do this, then other people can do it too, if they choose, because it is a choice. So I hope that answered your question.
I think you just touched the tip of the iceberg. And maybe that's just because you just had me write down a whole bunch of other questions that I want to ask you. But when it comes to fulfillment for you, after you went through that and you gained control of your thoughts, you became aware of what happened. What was the one thing or the things that brought your life so much fulfillment?
Well, there would be two things. One, I got out of my own way with my limiting beliefs, and especially people who are those type A people and they've got big goals and they want to do big things. They can get to a point and all of a sudden it's like they hit a wall. And normally that wall comes in the form of their own limiting beliefs. And, you know, they run unconsciously. So you're not even really aware of them, but you can become aware of them. And that's when I speak of, all right, these patterns, these thinking patterns that you run, and eliminating those or changing those to get a different result. So limiting beliefs that we have about ourselves, that was a big one for me. I mean, a really big one for me. And then the other side of it was, okay, once I eliminated those limiting beliefs or had tools to be able to deal with those limiting beliefs, then what really was going to bring me fulfillment? You know, we're always driving towards something, but it doesn't tie to the meaning in our lives. So I, you know, I'll ask my audiences and I'll ask my clients, what is your why? And I'm not sure if you've heard that question before, but understanding why something is meaningful to you is incredibly important. You know, why is it important to you? Why is it meaningful in your life? What does it allow you to do? Who does it allow you to be? Or what does it allow you to have? And really figuring out what motivates you, because on the days where things go wrong, you know, when you have a bad day and it seems like everything's unraveling, and we all have those days, your why is what gets you through. Yeah. So as an example, my why now is that I've gotten to the other side of this and I want to pay it forward. I want to be able to help other people get out of their own way when it comes to the mental obstacles that they create for themselves in their careers and businesses in financial services. So that is, you know, on the day when things go wrong, my why is what gets me out of bed and keeps me going. And so you got to be able to connect to that. Otherwise, you give up. You give up too early. You give up right before something would happen. You know, you don't try long enough. And having that why is very, very important. And it ties to your values. So, Pete, that's another thing that people don't think about is their values when it comes to career or business. What's meaningful to them? What is the career experience that they're looking for? You know, what must be present? What's a deal breaker that if this happened, you wouldn't do it anymore? And people are just thinking about objectives, but they're not looking inward to see what it is that makes their own little toes tap, you know, or makes their heart go pitter-patter, whatever the case may be. So identifying those values is another big piece of it. And it's really straightforward to do. I do it with all of my audiences and they're like, wow. And I say, can you take this back and do it with people in your company? And they're like, oh yeah. How valuable is that information to know what motivates you, but then also what motivates your team or your clients or whomever?
When I went through a very similar process for myself, that's actually how I ended up doing what I do. And it is exactly why I get up in the morning and exactly why I'm super excited when I get to meet people like you. My why is I get to interview intelligent, incredible people who I never would have had the chance to learn from. And I love that. I am a perpetual student. I'm so excited about meeting somebody like you, meeting the other guests on the show. And that does get me up in the morning. But you just opened up like 25 more cans of worms. So I need to try to figure out how we're going to keep this podcast at a reasonable time frame. I need for you to unpack how you help people take control of the tapes. Well, I call them tapes. I'm sorry, you call them thought patterns. But I was a therapist and we used to deal with this all the time, these reoccurring thoughts that are those self-limiting beliefs or those self-destructive beliefs or those beliefs that are make you get in your way so that you can't achieve the things that you want to achieve. I'm not asking you for your secret sauce, even though if people aren't going to hire you to speak now, I have no idea what they're waiting for. But help us a little bit with that, please. Give us that, a little bit of that, how you help unlock that or increase people's awareness so that they can start taking control and be aware of those thought patterns.
Okay. So I've tried to make it simple to be able to reframe your thinking. And so my moniker kind of is catch it, challenge it, and change it. So when I work with people, especially when I'm speaking to audiences and I want to layer it in so that they've got something to take back with them, I tell them to catch it, challenge it, and change it. So those are the three things that they need to do to get out from under the thought patterns that are holding them back. So limiting beliefs, to get out from under that limited thinking, which is an obstacle that we create for ourselves, but one that holds us back and keeps us from our potential, you need to catch it, challenge it, and change it. So as an example, catch it. Anytime you catch yourself having a limiting thought, something like, I can't do that, I'm not good at that, that's not for me, I'll never be able to, you know, fill in the blank, and you become aware of it, you caught it. And that's a win. So even though that doesn't seem like very much, it's still a win because nothing can change unless you're even aware that you're doing it in the first place. And when it comes to our mental obstacles that keep us from achieving the results that we want, they run at a subconscious level. They run so deep, they're so deeply ingrained that we're not aware of them. So when you catch it, that's a big deal. The second is to challenge it. I mean, in the case of limiting beliefs, give it a hard time. How do you know it to be true? How do you know it to be factual? Because if other people can do it, you can do it too, if you choose to find out how you can keep moving in that direction, you know, what it's going to take for you. But a lot of times we get this idea in our heads by the limiting belief itself that, oh, I can't do that. And we never question it. We never challenge it. We just take it on and say, okay, I'm not going to do that. And that could be the one thing that is getting in our way of us getting exactly what it is that we want or need to be fulfilled. You know, to be able to get up every morning, like you said, and do something that you love. And then the third part of it is to change it. So once you've caught the thinking pattern, once you've challenged the thinking pattern and you've unraveled it a bit, then how do you change it? How do you reframe it to something that allows you to keep moving forward? So when you say to yourself, I can't fill in the blank, you know, I'm not able to be a senior advisor, or I just can't get any more clients. You know, I don't understand what's going on. When you say something like that, it's instruction to your mind. So that's what your mind produces. That's the result that you get. And it's very limiting. It's like somebody's put it in a box and there's a lid on it and there's no potential. It's done. But when you have challenged that limiting belief, say, for instance, and then you go to change it and you reframe it, you say, you know, I'm working on employing some different strategies to get more clients. I am working on a plan in order to become a senior advisor or partner or whatever. When you say working on, then that's instruction to the brain that, okay, we're still moving forward. There's still potential. There's still opportunity here. It's not shut down. It's not closed. It's not done. And so the catch it, challenge it, change it is kind of, and as a matter of fact, I have stickers that I hand up to my audience members to help them remember that when they encounter these obstacles, that this is the new pattern that they can take themselves through to get out from under the thinking that's holding them back.
Can you send me one of those stickers? I need to post that somewhere very, very predominantly in my home.
You got it.
I love your philosophy, your proof that words have power. That is such an amazing, and you said, you kept saying the word reframe or rephrase it. Those are such powerful techniques that you can gain so much more control over yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, however you want to gain control. Now, let's talk a little bit about marketing. when somebody comes to you, so I'm going to give you a specific example. I'm going to give you an example, and I want you to challenge it. So help me with a limiting belief that we hear from prospective clients or advisors out in the marketplace, and they'll say, "I'm a terrible marketer."
Okay.
So what do we do with that? Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one, right?
All right. Okay. So I want to give you an example of the power of your mind before I answer that question.
Okay.
And, you know, the thing is that your mind will work like a dog to find you exactly what it is that you need to get the results that you want. But it's your responsibility to give it instructions as to what you focus on to get there. Okay. So have you ever been sitting and watching TV? You're sitting and watching TV, you've got the remote, you're flicking through the channels. And of course, you as a guy, I'm going to stereotype here, are going to flick through all of the commercials. But on this particular day, you go to flip through the commercial and there is this car on this commercial. And you're like, wow, you stop and you look at this car and you think, that is a sharp car. And you think, wow, it's even my favorite color. It's red. Okay. And then you start kind of daydreaming about, I'd look really good in that car. But then the commercial ends and you forget about it. Until later on in that week, you're driving home from work and you see the car, that red car on the other side of the road. A couple miles down the road, it's in the bank teller line. You pull into your driveway, it's two doors down in your neighbor's house. Now, you're a busy guy, Matt. You don't watch very much television, but you have the TV on for 10 minutes. You see that car commercial six more times. And it's like that car is just everywhere now. So my question is, did the car exist before you saw it? It did.
Yeah.
And you put it there. It's everywhere in your world now because you put it there. When you saw that commercial and you paid attention to the car and you had feelings about the car, that was instruction to your mind, because our instructions are the words that we speak and the thoughts that we think. So we don't even have to say it. Those thoughts became instructions. So your mind produced it for you. It sorted out the blue cars and the yellow cars. It sorted out the trucks and the minivans, and it found you that red car. And that is the power of your mind. Can you imagine what you could create for yourself in career when you were in charge of what you put in your head instead of the other way around? So when it comes to catch it, challenge it, and change it, I'm not a good marketer. Is that what it was?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm not a good marketer. That's instruction to your mind. I'm not a good marketer. So then that is the result that you're going to produce. And every time you have an episode where you try to market yourself and it fails, or it doesn't go well, or it's hard for you, or it's uncomfortable for you, that is layering in that decision that you've made until it becomes a belief. And it is so subconscious that you don't even realize that you've made it, but it's the belief that's holding you back. So to catch it, challenge it, and change it, if you catch yourself saying, oh, I suck at marketing, I'm just an awful marketer, and you catch yourself saying that, now, wait a minute, that's not the direction I want to go. You catch it, that's a win. To challenge it, have you ever come across somebody who you look at them and you think, oh my goodness, they are a brilliant marketer. They're just doing everything right. If you see it, if you are aware of someone who is doing what you want to do, then you can have it too. It's a matter of you taking the time, having the motivation to figure out how they do it, and then stick with it. Because those limiting beliefs have been around for a while. So it's going to take time to reframe them to a more positive thinking. So practice makes permanent. So you challenge that belief, and then you reframe it to something that allows you to keep moving forward. Okay, I've discovered someone who is a great marketer, and I am working on learning how to market differently for a different result. So if you say, I am a bad marketer, door closed, no potential. If you say, I am working on becoming a better marketer, I've got a plan, I'm taking a course, I'm working with a coach, whatever the case may be, there's potential in front of you. The door's open. You can keep moving forward towards what you want. So it's different instruction to your mind.
I'm going to play this to every single solitary person I know who has come up with that objection to me. But it's the red car. I love that analogy. That was so sticky in my brain, because when you say I'm a terrible marketer, like you said, you're going to start becoming aware of all of the little things that reinforce that I'm a terrible marketer behavior or thought pattern.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's absolutely huge. Okay. Awareness. Let's talk about awareness in practice. So somebody comes and sees you speak, you give them the sticker, you've opened up their mind, they start realizing what their issues are. What do you do to help continue? Because one does not a trend maker, one does not change immediately. What do you offer, or how do you offer, or what sort of advice do you have for people after they get done hearing you speak or go through one of your workshops to continue this progress?
Well, and specifically with this particular workshop, the From Frustrated to Focused, it's got four components to it. We focus on planning, we focus on people, we focus on performance, and we focus on purpose or passion, whatever makes your little toes tap. So those are the four P's in the program. And I actually offer all of the groups that I speak with a debrief that will take them through the material that they identify, that they jotted down while they were listening to my keynote, and then developing an action plan. They're going to take them through the next 90 days. So I will have a group virtual session for anybody in the audience to help unpack what it is that they got out of it and how to move forward with it. Because a lot of times, you know, you hear something in a speech or in a keynote and you're all motivated, and then you quote unquote go back to the real world. But this is made for the real world. So I teach them how to use it in the real world, both in the keynote, but then specifically with some strategies after. And then there are some people who wish to go even beyond that. They may have worked with a coach for their business. So specifically someone who coaches advisors about their specific business. But if that's not what getting in their way, if it is something like their thinking patterns, if it is mental obstacles that they're creating for themselves, then I take them through one of my own programs that focuses on the same four quadrants. So getting really clear on what lights you up and what you want your business to be, because a lot of people are looking at other successful people saying, oh, that's what I need to do. But then they'll see somebody else doing something different and they'll say, oh, well, I need to do that too. Oh, and she's knocking out of the park doing this, or, hey, he's an overnight success doing that. And, you know, they're just going in a zillion different directions. So you've got to get really clear on your why. You've got to get really clear on what you want your business to be and why it's meaningful to you. So that is a part of the program. The having a plan or a goal. I mean, really having something mapped out that you know how you're going to get from point A to point B. And that requires you doing an honest assessment of where you're at now and uncovering what is getting in your way so that you can map your way around it. And then it's people. Nothing happens in a vacuum. And all politics aside, it does take a village. Whether it is amplifying your career or accelerating your results in business, the people that you surround yourself with, it is huge. And then, you know, it is performance, dealing with things that distract you, things that get in your way. Self-doubt can be a big one. And so dealing with those things that come up as a result helps people to get themselves in the right mindset where they can now go to the next level because they have the support around them to be able to do so.
For those of you who aren't driving, because we seem to have a lot of people who drive and listen to our podcast, or even if you are and you can pull over, I'm going to challenge everybody right now to grab a piece of paper or to type this into their laptop. Personally, a piece of paper would be better because there's a more of a physical kinesthetic movement with this. But write down your negative thought patterns. Just take a second, write down whatever thought came to mind when Debbie was talking about really this catch it, right? That first component of this three steps. Mm-hmm. And if you wrote anything down and that's a meaningful statement to you that you know impacts your level of getting out of your own way and is decelerating or even stopping you from getting the results that you need to hire somebody like Debbie to get in your life to help you take control of this. If you do watch people who are very, very successful, and there are a lot of wonderful people out there who have been successful, who've made their lives quite public, this is not just step one, but this is the step. This is the journey. This is the plan. This is the way that you go from where you are to where you want to be. And I feel very, very grateful that I was able to bring Debbie to everybody today, because this is the reason most of you don't achieve your goals. And for those of you who are just killing it right now, it's probably because you got this stuff under control. So Debbie, if somebody wants to hire you either as a keynote speaker, as a coach, as a mindset strategist, to come in to do a workshop, what's the best way for them to reach out?
The best way to reach out would be to contact me at Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at gettingtoclarity.com, or checking out the website at www.gettingtoclarity.com. Either way.
And we will make sure that those are both in the show notes, including some of the links to the different offerings that Debbie has, and also how you can book her as a keynote speaker. Debbie, thank you, thank you, thank you for your brilliant insight today. This is a podcast that I think it's about time that we brought this sort of message to our clients. And I would love to have you back to dive in a little bit more deeply on some of the other programs that you have and what you can do to help our top advisors get out of their own way to accelerate their results. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Matt. It's been great.
If you have not subscribed to this podcast yet, just click that subscribe now button below. But that's not what's important. What's really important is writing down that negative thought pattern, that one thing that you are just hitting your head up against all the time. Write that down and bring that to somebody like Debbie to make sure that you can overcome these thought patterns. And if you know somebody, which I guarantee every one of our listeners out there right now can think of somebody at the snap of their fingers who has some negative thought patterns, who could really use some assistance, please double check and go to gettingtoclarity.com. Check out what Debbie has to offer. This is a great way to accelerate and motivate yourself to achieve all of the things that you'd want to do so you can become that top advisor. So for Debbie Peterson, this is Matt Halloran. For everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.